message.
Listen, I don't know about you, but I am a world-class worrier. My mind easily and habitually spins with what-ifs, playing every worst-case scenario in my head on a loop. Worrying is essentially rehearsing for what we do not want to happen, as if that is somehow going to prevent it from occurring. Well, guess what?
It doesn't.
One thing that we can state with absolute certainty is worry robs us of true joy and satisfaction, and it blinds us to potential opportunities. It is an easy investment with no favorable return. Think about it. When we are consumed by worry, how much mental bandwidth do we have left to appreciate the beauty of the moment? Instead of relishing this moment and appreciating the gift of simply being alive, we get stuck in this cycle of hypothetical catastrophes, each worse than the one before. And while we are busy worrying about what could go wrong, we are missing out on all of the things that are already going right. And in addition to robbing us of our joy, worry also blinds us to potential opportunities. When our minds are clouded by fear, it is difficult to see the silver linings or recognize the windows and doors of opportunity that may be standing right in front of us. We can be so fixated on the possible pitfalls that we overlook the potential blessings. It's part of the human experience. We know that. Worry is a natural and often conditioned response to the unknown. While some of us are more practiced than others, most of us are intimately familiar with the inclination. So, what is the solution? How do we manage worry when the voice of fear is constantly echoing in our heads? It's not always easy to recondition and reprogram our minds and our behaviors, but it can be done. And there are a few strategies that will help us break free from that grip of fear and worry. We can reclaim our peace of mind, but it's going to take discipline, and yes, it's going to take a little bit of work. One of the most effective ways to combat worry, and you've heard me say it time and time again, for a variety of challenges, is to continually practice mindfulness. Instead of getting caught up in anxious thoughts about the past or the future, we can learn to focus on the present moment. We can pay attention to our breath, the sensations in our body, and the beauty of the world that surrounds us. When we anchor ourselves in the now, we can effectively quiet that noise of worry and create a sense of calm. We can examine and question the validity of our thoughts. When we catch ourselves in the midst of this worry-fueled spiral, we can take a step back, take a deep breath, and ask, are these worries based on facts or based on assumptions? Am I catastrophizing? Is there evidence to support my fears? And more often than not, we will realize that our worries are unfounded or exaggerated. And this will help us put our worries into perspective and provide greater awareness of our attachment to negative narratives. So rather than allowing worry to consume our entire day, try this. We can set aside a specific time to just indulge in it. Take 15 minutes to sit down and worry to your heart's content. Just go there. Take some paper and note all of the concerns that are consuming your mind, and then analyze them. Examine their validity and come up with some potential solutions. And once our worry time is up, we can make a conscious decision to surrender our concerns and instead focus on other things. If we desire greater success in our lives, whatever that is to us, we must remember that worrying is a costly habit, and it will impede our effectiveness and blind us to success even when it's knocking at our door.